How Sir Charles Died. When Dr. Mortimer had finished reading this strange story, he looked across at Sherlock Holmes. Holmes looked bored.
"Did you find the story interesting?" asked Dr. Mortimer.
"It may interest a collector of stories to frighten children," said Holmes. Dr. Mortimer took a newspaper from another pocket.
"Now, Mr. Holmes, let me read you something which was written only 3 months ago. It is from the Devonshire County newspaper, and it is about the death of Sir Charles Baskerville."
Holmes looked more interested. Dr. Mortimer began to read.
"The sudden death of Sir Charles Baskerville has caused great sadness in the county. Although he had lived at Baskerville Hall for only 2 years, everyone liked him. Sir Charles had lived abroad and made his money there. He came back to spend his fortune on repairing Baskerville Hall and its farms and villages, as the buildings and lands were in very poor condition. He was a friendly and generous man who gave freely to the poor. The official report of his death does not explain everything that happened. However, it does show that there was no question of murder. Sir Charles died from natural causes, and the strange stories people are telling about his death are not true. His friend and doctor, Dr. James Mortimer, said that Sir Charles's heart had been weak for some time. The facts are simple. Every night before going to bed, Sir Charles went for a walk in the gardens of Baskerville Hall. His favourite walk was down a path between 2 hedges of yew trees, the famous yew alley of Baskerville Hall. On the night of the 4th of June, he went out for his walk to think and to smoke his usual cigar.